Hi, this is Kim from Fit to Drive School, and this is my guided relaxation session for nervous or older drivers. In this session, you'll need 20 minutes or so of undisturbed quiet time and should be lying down with your hands by your side, palms up, or sitting in a comfy chair with your hands resting on a table or the arms of the chair. Now, by listening to these positive driving affirmations as often as possible, at least once a day for the first 30 days, you'll find yourself becoming less nervous and more confident each time you have a driving session. Remember to take things slowly, practicing in quieter areas, then gradually building up to busier streets and more challenging situations as your ability and confidence grows. And your driving instructor should be able to help you with that. At the end of this session, you'll be feeling refreshed and relaxed. Ready? Then let's go. I'd like you to take a deep breath slowly through your nose and exhale it slowly through your nose. If this feels difficult, it's okay to take the breath through your mouth. Now I want you to repeat that 5 times, taking your time with each breath, and with each breath that you inhale and exhale, you can visualize yourself inhaling courage and exhaling fear. When you feel comfortable, gently close your eyes. I'm just going to give you a few moments now to finish that deep breathing. Now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. I want you to keep breathing slowly and evenly without straining. And as you do so, you'll find yourself becoming more and more relaxed, ready to let the positive driving affirmations do their work and become deeply embedded within your subconscious, where you'll replace nervousness and anxiety with excitement to be driving and courage. 10. Inhaling and exhaling. Going deep, letting yourself go, relaxing. 9. Inhaling and exhaling gently, starting to go deeper now. 8. Inhaling and exhaling, a feeling of peace slowly washing over you. 7. Inhaling and exhaling, letting go of any outside thoughts, worries, or fear. 6. Inhaling and exhaling, a feeling of relaxation coming up through the soles of your feet and slowly going into your legs and thighs. 5. Inhaling and exhaling, the feeling of relaxation and warmth coming up into your pelvis and abdomen, your feet, your legs, pelvis and abdomen, feeling warm and relaxed. Four, inhaling and exhaling, the feeling of warmth and relaxation now coming up into your stomach and chest. You're feeling deeply relaxed and your breathing is slow and even as you go deeper still into relaxation. Three, inhaling and exhaling, a feeling of peace and happiness as the warmth washes up into your arms and shoulders, into your face and head, just letting yourself go deeper. Two, inhaling and exhaling, totally relaxed and at peace with yourself and your surroundings. One, inhaling and exhaling, feeling deeply, deeply relaxed and ready to let your subconscious mind accept these positive, powerful, driving affirmations. Before starting the car, I make sure that I'm seated comfortably and my mirrors are correctly adjusted. Before starting the car, I always make sure that my seatbelt is on and safely fastened, as well as those of any of my passengers. Once I have the car started, I make sure that there are no warning lights showing on the dashboard that should not be on. I know that learning any new skill takes time, and the more I practice correctly, the more confident and competent I will become. I know that humour and laughter are important learning tools in any new endeavour. When driving, I never let the actions of the vehicle behind me negatively influence my driving behaviour. I stay calm, even when other drivers may sound their horn or act impatiently towards me. I'm always checking my centre and my left and right mirrors every 10 seconds or so. I wait for 5 seconds with my right indicator on and do all my head checks before I leave the curb and move out onto the road. I change lanes confidently and assertively. I always put my indicator on first in the direction that I want to go, check my mirrors and blind spot, and move smoothly across when it is safe to do so. I am calm and relaxed while driving. I keep my focus totally on the road, and I have confidence in my ability to drive safely and courteously. I trust and believe in my own abilities. I'm excited to be doing my road test and the freedom that having my driver's license will bring. I'm able to confidently and clearly tell my instructor or my supervising driver what I'd like to practice in my driving lesson. I'm always aware of my speed and able to stay safely, or if necessary, below the posted speed limit. I always do my blind spot checks correctly by turning my chin to my shoulder in the direction that I want to move. When driving, I always observe a safe following distance of at least 3 seconds from the car in front of me. I see the back tyres of the car in front of me touching the ground when I am stationary or stopped at a set of lights. I check my centre mirror and left and right mirrors regularly, especially when approaching a set of lights where the lights may change to orange and I need to prepare to slow down and be able to stop safely. I always slow down on approach to an orange light and prepare to stop if safe to do so. I am observant about my position on the road when I'm driving, and I stay left on a road with no lanes marked when I can do so safely. I allow about 1 meter, or whatever is the safe distance, when passing stationary vehicles on the side of the road. I take as much of the road as I need to pass safely and no more. When going through intersections, I do a brief head check left and right as I am entering the intersection. I stop the car completely at stop signs for 3 seconds. I spell STOP to myself, do my head checks, and move when safe. On approach to give way signs, I slow down and prepare to stop and give way to all traffic, pedestrians, and cyclists. When approaching roundabouts, I give way to oncoming traffic turning right, traffic approaching from my right, and I make sure that I do my head checks both on approach to the roundabout and as I am turning or going straight ahead. I understand that the rule of the roundabouts is whoever is in the roundabout has the right of way. Whenever I brake or put my indicator on, my eyes automatically check my centre mirror. I look ahead as far as I can in order to anticipate any change in traffic flow. I'm always able to take action early if needed. I am especially observant when approaching pedestrian crossings. I slow down if someone is within 3 meters of the crossing and prepare to stop and let them walk completely across from one footpath to the other footpath. I do not move my car until they have left the road and they are on the opposite footpath. At red lights, when my vehicle is stopped, I make sure that I am 1 meter from the solid white line, and when the lights go green, I always look left and right before entering the intersection. When I do a return to the curb or a curbside stop, I make sure that I indicate left as I'm slowing down and moving to the left. I always do a blind spot check as I move my vehicle to the left side of the road before stopping. I know if I get nervous or worried about the traffic conditions, it's okay to find somewhere safe to stop the car and have a rest before continuing. When I am driving, my hands are relaxed on the steering wheel and my breath is calm and even. At any time before I am doing my reverse park or my three-point turn or my leaving the curb, I always make sure that before I move my car, I indicate right as I move around on my three-point turn. I make the time before my lesson to visualize what I want to do and achieve in today's session. I know what I want to practice before I go out so I can get better at it. I make the effort to read my road user's guide for a few minutes each day, knowing that this will help me to know what I need to know and to give me the ability to drive safely and with confidence. I enjoy practicing and getting better at the things that I'm not confident at doing. I'm always working to improve my skills in all areas of my driving. I enjoy the challenge as my skill progresses of going to different places in different conditions at different times. Breathing deeply and exhaling. This is the end of our session of positive driving affirmations. I'd like you, in your own time, to slowly bring your attention back into the room, noticing the sounds around you. And again, when you're ready, and in your own time, begin to slowly open your eyes. This is Kim from Fit to Drive, and I hope that you've enjoyed listening to this session. Don't forget, listen to it as often as you can. The relaxation session can't be used while you're driving, but you do have a copy of the in-car version. So the more you listen to it, the more confident and competent you'll become. Thank you again.